BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in third and final hour of the program here on Thursday morning. And the deadline is rapidly approaching to have your ID be a real ID if you're going to be getting on a flight or really just in general. It's better to have one of these real IDs. But what is it? What is it all about and how do you get it? Well, joining us now to let us know about all that is the Registrar of Motor Vehicles for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Colleen Ogilvie. Good morning, Registrar. How are you?
I am great on this winter day here in Massachusetts. Good morning, everyone.
And, you know, we've been hearing about this real ID for years now. They've been around since, what, like 2005, I think. But I think a lot of people still aren't really sure what it is or why they need it.
Sure. I'm happy to raise awareness and have everybody understand the federal government has a compliance date of May 7th, 2025, which means this year, that they will start requiring a federally compliant identification document, which is typically your driver's license or your ID from the state you live in, or a passport to fly within the United States. And so for those residents of Massachusetts that have an active passport, you're okay. If you do not have an active passport, then we want to raise awareness that if you travel by plane in the U.S., in May of this year or after, you really probably need to get a real ID compliant driver's license or identification card from Massachusetts.
Now, I think a lot of people might have one of these and not even realize that the ID that they already have is a real ID because, as we said, these have been around for a while, and I'm sure people have renewed their license in the years since.
Yes. So Massachusetts implemented real IDs in March of 2018. So you're right. In the last year, we've had people that are coming up on their second cycle. Since that time, it's easily identifiable. The standard symbol is in the upper right corner of your driver's license or identification card, which is a star symbol that's white surrounded by a yellow or gold circle. If somebody does not have a real ID compliant, then the words "not for federal ID" are printed on the document. So it's really easy to tell if you have one or not.
Now, if somebody doesn't have one, how can they go about getting one?
We are very happy to help you get that for this kind of service, whether it's at your renewal time, your first-time applicant, or you just want to make this adjustment mid-cycle of your driver's license or ID to a compliant ID, is that go online, make an appointment at one of our service centers. We've added appointments for Saturdays for this transaction, specifically in New Bedford and Fall River. And while we don't have any appointments this Saturday, we're happy to serve you in the near future. You have to bring documentation. So we need proof of your legal presence in Massachusetts. You typically, people meet that with a birth certificate or a valid U.S. passport. We also need to see your actual Social Security card. And we need two forms of residency proof. So proof of your Massachusetts residency. Those documents will be reviewed. And if everything is fine, then we will issue the real ID. We'll give you a temporary document in the office, and then your real ID will come in the mail.
And then once you do that process and you have your real ID, subsequent renewals will just be renewals, right? You're not going to have to bring in all that paperwork again the next time.
Correct. We won't need to see any new paperwork again once you have a real ID compliant. The only thing that might make a difference is if somebody decides to change their name through life circumstances, we probably will need to see how you've changed your name and how you went from what you're known as today to what you want to be known as.
So what if you are, you know, somebody who has an ID already and, you know, you know that this May 7th date is kicking in, but you're also not ready to renew your your license or anything for a while, should you then go in and do it anyway just so that you're ahead of the game, or should you wait until the next renewal cycle?
So look at your lifestyle. If you're somebody that needs to fly within the United States from May 2025 or after in the near future, you really should, if you don't have an active U.S. passport, get a government-issued real ID if you qualify. We say to people that you can renew your driver's license or identification card 1 year in advance. So if you're in that under 1 year time frame, you could actually do it and also do the renewal at the same time. If you're outside the 1 year and say you have 3 or 4 years left on your credential, it's $25 to make the change. So it's a pretty simple change from our perspective, as long as you have the documents, and it's a $25 fee.
And of course, there's probably a lot of people who are thinking to themselves, oh, great, you know, I've got to have this new type of ID, so it's probably going to cost me more than my license was costing me before. But that's not the case, right?
It's not the case. The cost of a real ID, driver's license or identification card, is the same across the board, whether it's a standard or a real ID. It's $50 if it's a regular passenger or driver's license. So there is no extra cost for a real ID.
And if you are going in to renew your license and you don't have any plans of ever, you know, maybe you're somebody who's just averse to air travel and never have a reason to go into a federal building, can you go in there and get an ID that's not a real ID? Say you say, I don't have this documentation, I don't need it, I just want a regular driver's license.
Yes, in Massachusetts, we issue both standard and real ID compliant driver's licenses and identification cards. So if you do not need a real ID, we certainly are happy to service you with a standard credential.
But it really just makes sense to get it if you can provide that documentation, because why not have it in case you need it?
I think it's a great idea. You never know when you have an opportunity for travel that you didn't expect, or maybe somebody in your family would surprise you with that.
Plus, they're really neat looking, too. They're pretty cool, and when you put them in an angle, you see the holograms and everything. It's a very eye-catching identification document, for sure.
We think so, for sure.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for joining us. And again, May 7th is the date. And remind everybody again how they can get that appointment to be able to set up a real ID.
Sure. Go very easily to mass.gov/RMV and search for a service center appointment. And you can select the site and the time for your appointment. And then what's important is collect your documents. It's really important to order birth certificates or Social Security card ahead of making an appointment to make sure you have those documents at the time of your appointment.
You know, and again, it's important to know, too, that, you know, you need to have those documents to be able to get this. So this is something that, because I know it comes up all the time, this is something that is going to people that have proof of citizenship, because they've got these birth certificates, they have these passports, they have the documentation that shows that they are citizens.
Correct.
All right. Well, Registrar Ogilvie, thank you for joining us. And hopefully we get everybody that's listening now we're going to fill you all up with appointments. I'm sorry for that, but we'd rather get them signed up than not signed up, right?
No, we want to really get ahead of the deadline. Mail takes longer now. And certainly if you want a real ID, we're really trying to encourage people to come by April 1st. To ensure if you have any travel in May that you have your real ID compliant document from the mail in time.
Excellent. Thank you so much, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. That is the Registrar of Motor Vehicles, Colleen Ogilvie. And again, get that real ID if you don't have it already, because you never know. You could say to yourself, well, I don't plan on getting on an airplane, but then maybe you get called into federal court as a juror. You know, maybe you have to go serve on a federal grand jury. Well, you need that real ID to get into the building. Or maybe you just get some paperwork issues that you got to go to the federal building for. You need that real ID to be able to enter. And whereas, you know, if you've got a driver's license, a master's ID, whatever it may be, well, then you might as well have it anyway, because you're going to go get that other document. I think what it comes down to is the paperwork aspect of it. Some people don't want to do the legwork of having to, you know, I got to go track down my Social Security card. I got to go track down my birth certificate. I got a passport somewhere, but I don't know where it is. When you have to do all that legwork, you say to yourself, well, I'll just get the regular ID, but then you're hurting yourself. So it's always better to get the best available identification that's out there if you got to take those extra couple of steps. I did it super easy. And then I know now that I'm good forever, because now when I renew it, I'll just renew the same ID over and over again. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I can't believe Joann Fabrics is closing now. Like, all these places are closing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a matter of, you know, the more that you have.
I listen to what you talked about. You know, just weighing in on what you were talking about.
Yeah, the more niche it is, the harder it's going to be for businesses to stay afloat.
Ice House just closed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's going to be. There's going to be a new restaurant that opens up there.
You ready for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, because I'm single, so I don't have to do anything.
I know you used to be married before you talked about it on the radio.
Yeah, so now I get out of it easy. How about you?
I've been with my fiance for 9 years this year.
Oh, congrats. And so I'm assuming that you already planned something good for Valentine's Day.
Yes, I did.
There you go. Well, I won't ask you because I don't want you to ruin the surprise.
Oh, what I was going to say. So Ice House, what is the restaurant going to be there?
I forget. I saw something.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so I know that we were talking about it here internally. I don't know if it's stuff that's been released yet, but we'll certainly have an article up about it. We'll also have one about what's coming up in the former Rico's Pizza as well.
Yeah, I can't believe that closed. That didn't last long.
Yeah, it was less than a year, but they're just going to kind of retool. They're going to rename it and have a different menu.
What about the Pizza Hut? I went by there again the other day with my mom, and it's like empty.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
All right. Well, you enjoy your Valentine's Day.
What's going to replace the fabric store? Where are you going to go around here to get fabrics?
Well, they still have Michael's, so people can go there. And there's some smaller independent stores, but I think most people are going to just have to go to Amazon and go online and get stuff.
All right, Tim, you have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Yep.
All right. Let's take another call here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. Yeah, I got a real ID, I don't know, it was 5 or 6 years ago. I went and brought the paperwork into the registry.
Mm-hmm.
And my license is due to expire, 2026. I don't have to bring in all that paperwork again because I've got the real ID, right?
Right. You'll just do a regular renewal.
Yeah, I won't need to bring, Social Security card and all that stuff in then.
Nope, definitely. Just make sure you get it done before it expires, because you don't want to run the risk of having to start the process all over again.
I always make sure of that, yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a good day.
Bye now.
Yeah, that's a key thing to remember is once you get the real ID, as the registrar said, you know, that's what you'll be renewing from then on, and you don't need to bring that paperwork in again. So, I mean, ask somebody, you know, hey, where's your Social Security card? I don't know. Like most of the time, those of us who are at least even people my age and certainly older, we got these paper cards. They weren't like nice plastic cards. I don't know what they give people now. I think even my son, who was born 20 years ago, I think even his was a paper card. So who knows where that ends up? That's why I'm glad one of the smartest things that we did was to get the fireproof safe. Because not only is it, you know, fireproof and protects all of our important documents, but it lets us have a place where we know that we would have put it. Oh, where would that be? Oh, it's in the fireproof safe. Okay, good. That's where it belongs. So that's where you put the birth certificates, the Social Security cards. That's where you put the savings bonds, anything else that you want to hold on to. Put them all in that. And then that way there, it's where I put the title for my motorcycle. But then you got to remember where you put the fireproof safe. That's the other part. Once you have that and you've got all your important documents in it, you know that they're all in there, just remember where you put it. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. So the caller mentioned that Joann is closing, and we have the story up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Over 500 stores, more than half of the Joann Fabrics and Crafts stores are going to be closing across 49 states, including all the ones we have here locally. North Dartmouth, Seekonk, Raynham, Hyannis, Warwick. So if that's the store that you're going to, it's in effect going to be gone for you. And as we were talking about earlier, these store closures, you know, we just had the announcement recently that Volcom, Billabong,
What was the other one? The one that Billabong's tied into. Anyway, they're kind of surf-related, skateboard stuff, you know, that kind of vibe, that kind of culture. Again, very niche. I mean, I know a lot of people wear those clothes. You know, they want to go out shopping and they want to buy the Vans sneakers or whatever some of the other gear is. I go into those stores and get some stuff now that I can fit in it, even though I'm not part of that culture. But I like some of the clothes. But those are all closing up because, again, it's a small portion of people. And you've walked through the mall and you've seen some of these stores and you said, oh, what? Who shops in that kind of store? I don't know anybody that goes in there and buys clothes. And those are the kind of places that are going to go out of business. And that's not the economy. I mean, the economy certainly plays a role in it, but that's also people's shopping habits and the way that they acquire those things. And one of the biggest advantages that online has over in-person shopping, brick and mortar stores, certainly, you know, if you walk into a store, you can walk out with the item that day. And that's not going to get beaten even by the best Amazon delivery. Even the best Amazon delivery is still going to take you a couple of hours. Even a Walmart.com order is still going to take you a couple of hours if they're bringing it from the store. So you have that instant gratification of walking into a store, buying an item, and walking out with it. But the biggest advantage that online has more than anything is stock and supply. You don't have to worry about walking into a store to look for something and then not having it or not having your size. Most of the time, these places that you're ordering from might not even have your size in stock of that item. But because they get it refilled so quickly and because there's a couple of days delivery, you never even know the difference. So you might order you want to get that Rolling Stones vintage concert tee that you saw hanging on the wall at Spencer Gifts. And you're like, well, I'm going to just go order one of those from the Spencer website. And, you know, I walked into the store. They didn't have an XL. I needed an XL. I'm going to order from the website. You go on the website. The website might not have, they might not have any XL in stock, but they get them so frequently that they don't need to tell you that they're out of stock because they're going to get it in time in the amount of time that they promised they would ship it to you. You can't get that all the time with the in-store experience. So that's always going to be an advantage that it has. And you can really more or less find anything that you're looking for online. You know, when eBay started, it was a novelty. Oh my God, I haven't thought of this in years. And look, now I can get one. But in the 25 years since that became a thing, we've gone from, oh, look what I can find again, to an expectation of I can find whatever it is that I'm looking for. And you've seen a change in the way that we shop now. We no longer go in and buy things because they catch our interest. We go in and buy things because we want them, and we find them because we want them. And if we don't find what we want, we get upset. As opposed to, you know, back in 1991, when you said, gee, I hope somebody makes a Steve Urkel shirt, because I think it would be fun to have a Steve Urkel shirt. And then you'd go into the mall and keep looking around until you found a Steve Urkel shirt. Now in 2025, you want a Steve Urkel shirt, you go online, you can't find one, you're like, what the hell? Well, you know what? I'll just design my own and have it printed and sent to my house. It'll be here in 3 days. So as the world changes, yeah, the way we shop is going to change too. Stores aren't the same as they were in 1930 or 1940. And some adapt with the times and stay in business and stay afloat, and some are never meant to be around forever. Some are just riding the wave of an interest. There were stores that opened in the 90s that only sold Pogs. Do you think the people that opened up a Pog store thought to themselves, man, I'm so excited to be selling Pogs for the rest of my life. This is the decision that I know will benefit my grandchildren. Someday my grandchildren are going to inherit my Pog store. And we will be the Pog Empire. No, they knew that it was a niche thing, and you open the store, and then you move on to the next thing. So that Pog store became a Beanie Baby shop. And then that Beanie Baby shop went out of something else, and maybe they stuck around and went with the times, and maybe they closed up, but some places just aren't made to last forever. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. All right, I have to correct something that I said before. D pointed out on App Chat that the local Michael store doesn't sell fabric. So I said that's a place people would have to go to get it now, but I guess they don't have it. So sorry, I was unaware. If anybody, you know, has local places, independently owned places, that's a place to go to before. My ex-mother-in-law used to have a knitting store. And that's something that is just not something you see anymore. But those are important places to the people who that's their passion, their hobby, their pastime, or in some cases their own business. But again, I apologize for giving incorrect information. We'll take more of your calls coming up in just a bit, but right now it's time to go to the newsroom with Phil Devitt.
Trump on a possible end to the war between Ukraine and Russia. Flu cases going strong across the country. And Disney Classics will now come with this warning.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump is not saying whether he feels Ukraine and Russia are equal in their efforts to end the war between the two. Trump spoke Wednesday at the White House, calling it an interesting question. He did say he felt the two made peace and said Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky would have to do what he has to do. When asked about him potentially giving up territory as part of negotiations, Trump says he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin and they will immediately start negotiations to end the war following a highly productive call. President Trump is now the chair of the Kennedy Center. Trump said the newly constituted board elected him unanimously. He wrote on Truth Social, quote, "We will make the Kennedy Center a very special and exciting place." He also appointed Rick Grinnell to lead the Kennedy Center on a temporary basis. Two Navy pilots are in stable condition after an F-18 fighter jet crashed into San Diego Bay on Wednesday. The two pilots ejected before the crash and were rescued. A local television station says it was a Growler fighter jet, a version of the F-18, that crashed into the water near Shelter Island in the bay. It was raining in San Diego at the time of the crash, but a cause has not been released. NASA says an asteroid up to 300 feet across could hit Earth in a few years. While the chances are still extremely slim, probability of the impact has gone up since being discovered a few weeks back, now currently just over 2%. The number is almost doubled from an initial estimate in late January, NASA estimating that the asteroid measures between 130 and 300 feet across. Impact would more than likely only cause local damage, not nearly enough to threaten the planet. Flu cases are surging nationwide, with the CDC saying they're at the highest level in 15 years. Their data shows that 44 states, including New Jersey and New York, have high or very high levels of flu. Influenza has led to at least 24 million confirmed cases, more than 300,000 hospitalizations, and about 13,000 deaths. Some experts think vaccine hesitancy is playing a major role. The cost of breakfast is skyrocketing. Staples like eggs, orange juice, and coffee hurting customers' wallets. This according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Egg prices were up over 50% year over year in January. They're up over 7% month over month. Drinks like orange juice jumped 7.7% over the last year. Coffee up just over 3%. And Disney is changing content warnings ahead of several old movies, including Dumbo and Peter Pan. Mark Mayfield explains.
The movies currently have a disclaimer that says the films include negative depictions and or mistreatment of peoples or cultures. The new version will read, "This program is presented as originally created and may contain stereotypes or negative depictions." The change comes amid an overall shift in Disney's diversity, equity, and inclusion policies as President Trump rails against DEI in the federal government. I'm Mark Mayfield.
WBSM Sports.
Boston Celtics back home at TD Garden in Boston with the Philadelphia 76ers a week from tonight. Bruins back on home ice on February 22nd. So not this weekend, but next.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Ice and rain to start the day, dry and windy in the afternoon, a high of 43 degrees. On Friday, bright and gusty, a high of 34. On Saturday, early sun turning cloudy, late snow and rain, a high of 33. And on Sunday, widespread rain, potentially heavy, a high of 41. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. So I got an app chat message from Participation Trophy Wife who says Michaels does have fabric. It's a tiny, tiny area between framing and yarn, literally less than a quarter of an aisle's worth. So there you go. Just the bare minimum, I guess, to say that they have it. But one place where you can go where you know they don't have the bare minimum, they've got everything you're looking for and things you probably never even heard of. And it's also a great place to get a gift card to someone you love for Valentine's Day, Stevie's Wine and Spirits. 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. They have a cocktail tasting party that's going to be happening on February 22nd. And this party is going to be happening a week from Saturday. They're going to feature all different kinds of cocktails for you to try out. It's happening from 1 to 4 p.m. on February 22nd. You can shake out the winter blues. And also, anything that they are serving up that day, they'll have discounted pricing on. So that's for all of the regular customers who go in. But after that, on February 27th, they're going to have a very special event that's just for Rackhouse Club members. And that's when my favorite whiskey brand, Dark Arts Whiskey House, is coming to town. The distiller himself, Macaulay Minton, the chief alchemist, as they call him, he's going to be coming with some samples of some of Dark Arts superior stuff. And the Rackhouse members are going to be the only ones that get to participate and try it. So maybe you've got a bourbon lover in your life that you need to get a Valentine's Day gift for. Sign them up for the Rackhouse Club. You can get all the details by stopping by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And remember, it's the home of the purple dot, so you can try before you buy. They just put a whole new lineup of wines in their wine tasting machine. You can just walk in, hit it, and get a sample for yourself, and then pick up one of those bottles to help celebrate Valentine's Day. Or if it's easier for you, just get that gift card to give to the person that you love. Or maybe you don't love them that much and you figure maybe if they get a drink in them, they'll be a little bit easier to deal with, whatever it may be. But stop in at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And I will see you at the Rackhouse Club tasting and probably at the cocktail party as well. Actually, I've got the zombie prom that same day as the cocktail party tasting, so maybe I'll go stop by and find a little something to bring with me to the zombie prom. My friend Jeff Belanger does that every year. It's a big fundraiser event that he does. This is happening out at the, what's it, the Doubletree Inn in Milford? I'll have to look it up exactly what it is. But everybody just gets dressed up either as a zombie or a zombie hunter or a victim in a prom style format. And I'm going there to defend my zombie prom king crown from when I went to the first one back in, I think, 2017. And I won prom king. And then I never went back again. So I didn't think my makeup could ever top that year's makeup. But my friend works in horror films as a makeup artist. And she's my date. So we're coming for those crowns. All right. Well, 508-996-0500. We've been talking about these retail stores with the announcement that Joanne is closing a number of stores, including all the ones here locally. But we are also looking at, you know, some of these things that are making a comeback. People want to see more bookstores. People want to see more toy stores, places, but not, you know, we're not going to get the Toys R Us chain coming back full blast. I know they're in some Macy's and other stores, but, you know, but we can get more places like Kojo's Toy World in downtown New Bedford where it's more of the nostalgia value of it. And one thing that people have been clamoring for years to come back, speaking of nostalgia, is the McDonald's snack wrap. And those snack wraps are coming back. McDonald's has confirmed that the snack wrap will return in 2025. And it will once again feature either crispy or grilled chicken, along with your choice of sauce and some lettuce and a little wrap. Now, they're probably not going to be as cheap as they were before, but they're going to be bringing that back as well as offering chicken strips, because now chains like Raising Cane's and Bojangles and chains like that have become so popular that McDonald's wants to keep up with them. So they're going to offer chicken strips similar to those places. They're also going to bring back the Chicken Big Mac, which was apparently overwhelmingly popular. I wasn't that impressed with it. And they're going to be expanding the reach of the McCrispy Chicken Sandwich to appear on all restaurant menus. But I think people out of all those announcements are probably most excited about the return of the snack wrap. You can read more about that at WBSM.com and on the app. We also have a story about what are Massachusetts' most popular fast food restaurants. And these articles always make me scratch my head. This was written by Eric Green, who works out at our Berkshire's stations for Town Square Media. And it utilizes information from a website called betmassachusetts.com. Now, of course, I want you to go to the website and read this great content, but I always question when it comes from a place like that, a site like that, and say, well, what is really the validity of the information that these sites provide? Because they're just trying to get you to write about it and link to their site and help them with SEO and all that stuff. But what is the validity of how they came up with this? And I really question the validity of this one. Because obviously McDonald's is the number one fast food chain. And I'm not surprised about that. I would think that's number one. Number two is Chick-fil-A. Okay, I can believe that. People love Chick-fil-A and it's starting to expand and have more locations. Then they're also tied with Wendy's. People love Wendy's. I get it, sure. Then comes Burger King, tied with Taco Bell, tied with Chipotle. And then Raising Cane's, tied with Wingstop, tied with KFC. Well, that seems a little bit convenient that the chicken places are all tied, but it's actually a four-way tie for seventh place. Because KFC, Wingstop, and Raising Cane's, which, by the way, there aren't as many Raising Cane's or Wingstop locations around as you'd think they are, But tied with them and KFC for seventh place is Arby's. There's one Arby's in Massachusetts. You want me to believe that one Arby's, or there's two. Two Arby's, but they're close to each other. They're like within miles away from each other. But that's it. You want me to believe that that makes it as popular as KFC? That's why I look at these lists and I say, where's the data on this? This seems sketchy to me. And while I don't love, actually most fast food, I can't really stand overall anymore. So that's the thing. Once you get out of eating it, it's hard to get back into eating it because you're like, oh, this is, yeah, I thought it was better than it was. But then, you know, once you haven't had it in a while and you revisit it, you're like, okay, now I can kind of give it a fresh taste test. And you say, oh, this isn't good. And I don't know how you can think Arby's deserves to be on a list of top anything. Yeah. Anyway, you can read more about it and read some of the data behind these selections at WBSM.com and on the app, but the only thing I believe about that list is that McDonald's is number one. The rest of it, I think, is all kind of questionable. Also, what do you define as fast food, too? Like, if it has a drive-thru, why isn't Sonic on there? There's more Sonics than there are Arby's. They've got more variety. But again, it's from BetMassachusetts.com, so I'm sure they weren't too scientific in their polling. 508-996-0500. We will be right back.
She's gone to the other side, giving us a yo-yo. Things are getting kind of gross, and I go at sleepy time. This is not really, this is not really happening. You bet your life it is. You bet your life it is.
All right, welcome back in. We got an app chat message from Melissa and a cushion who says, hey, Tim, I love the music you play. 90s alternative is my first love when it comes to music. Have a nice day. Well, you as well, Melissa, and it's also my first love. I love all 90s alternative, really. Even the stuff that I didn't like back in that day has grown on me, and I like it better now. Like, back then, I didn't like Cake. I didn't like Bush. I didn't like Oasis. I didn't like Third Eye Blind. And those are all some of my favorite groups now. And I've gone to see some of them live, and you know, I'm looking forward to seeing other ones live. I love the 90s music. We were so spoiled then to have such a wide range of styles of music and weird stuff that could become popular. And now look at the way music is, right? The entire music industry changed. There's still that creativity out there, but it's now more incumbent on you to go out there and find it than it is, you know, turning on MTV and learning about it. But it's still out there, and people are still making great music. It's just not marketed to the masses like it was back then, when you could have a song like that that would be all over the radio, and then you listen to it and you say, wait, what's this about? Which is like most of Tori Amos's music. You hear it and you say, oh, I can't believe they played that on the radio, when once you really know how deep and meaningful those lyrics are. Anyway, we were talking earlier about all these stores that have gone under and how the economy has changed. And one of the biggest ways you can tell things have changed is when you open up that Eversource bill, because it is getting higher. Those delivery fees have gone up, and we talked about it and we've given you the reasons why, but that doesn't make it feel any less harder on the pocketbook or the wallet. And if you want to try to offset some of that, well, the best way to do that is by going solar. But how do you do that? Well, Isaacs and Solar are the people to talk to, because they can answer all of your questions about going solar. Simple, honest, direct, answers about going solar. And they're not interested in selling you a solar panel system if it's not right for you. They're not interested in selling you something that's not going to help you save money and help keep your home energized. They're not just in it to sell the panels and move on to another town like these other places. They're your partner in solar. They're going to tell you the truth, and they're going to tell you if it's not a good fit. So reach out to them at isaacsonsolar.com and set up an appointment and talk to them and find out if solar is right for you. I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. I got to take one final break here, and then we'll wrap things up. We'll see if we can squeeze in one more 90s alternative song before we go.
Mikey had a facial scar, and Bobby was a racist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Tommy played piano like a kid out in the rain, and then he lost his leg in Dallas. He was dancing with the train. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips.
See, the 90s were a better time. Tell me that you're going to get a song on the radio like that today, and you're going to be able to say, and that was the Butthole Surfers with Pepper. So, yeah, it definitely was a different time. I always say the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction ruined it, because that's when they got all nervous about the kind